Hosting these Zooms. And I just want to get familiar with faces and names. So I know the team said it, but other reasons, can't put on your screen name and put on your camera, you know, please do so. And it's imperative now that you hear directly from me. I think it's unfair when administrations come in and they don't have a level of clarity on what their expectations are. And so I want to be really clear on what my expectations are so that we can operate, you know, as a team as we move forward during these difficult times. I believe in the concept of a centralization of message. And that is crucial to me, that we all are speaking on one message and we're not having different conversations. And we are not having a siloing of the various agencies that you represent. And what is imperative to know that you are assigned to an agency and under a commissioner, but you work for me. That's very important to know. The commissioner leads an agency, but I lead the city. I'm the mayor of the city, and all communications that comes through this city government is coming through my message and one message. Any press release that we send out is going to be approved by City Hall first. Any press conference that we hold is going to be approved by City Hall first. Any initiative that is done is going to be in the public view. Any commissioner going to a press conference that is speaking on behalf of the City of New York, City Hall is going to sign off on it first. Each agency has a deputy. That deputy is going to work in conjunction with you. We created a document, and I want to share the screen so you can look at the document that we created. If ever, whenever you do a press release or press conference, we have what's called a city agency press release tracker. And when you fill out this link, we're going to make sure your deputy here at City Hall is going to make sure you have access to this. And so whenever a press release goes out, we want this press tracker to be filled out so we can review it and give input and give a yay or nay if we want this the comment or the press release to go out. And that's the same thing with a press conference. Beforehand, the deputy or the press secretary is going to review it and make a determination if it's going out or if we want to do a press conference or not. It is imperative that we move with one message as we navigate the challenges that we have. The first few months, we've noticed that press advisories have gone out, or press releases have gone out. And number one, we knew nothing about it, or it was something that we were still contemplating here. And that is just not how I operate. I'm a big believer in discipline of message and discipline of action. All of the agencies in the city, we're going to operate as one team with one voice. If you have something that you want to add to it or give me input on, I'm welcome. I'm welcome to hear from all of you. All of you are professionals. You have been doing your job for the most part under previous administrations, probably longer than the former administration. They had their ways of doing things. I want to introduce you to the way I do things. I do things as one team, one message, and not siloing. Our city is too siloed. We often trip over each other. We often are doing things that are in conflict with another agency. My goal is to cease that as much as possible, to alleviate that from happening, and if not, eradicate it from happening altogether. It is imperative that you communicate with your deputy, and if there is anything that you need to speak directly with me, you can feel free to do so. I don't believe there should be filters between those who work for us and my role as the mayor. So I'm open anytime to speak with any of you, particularly around communications items. But the first stop is to stop with the deputy who's assigned here in City Hall. I use the term City Hall as being a mothership. This is the place where we make the determination of the message that goes out to the entire public. Lastly, let me end with this. I do not accept people sabotaging this administration. If people want to be hurtful or harmful to this administration, this is not the place you want to serve. And if I ever find out that happens, that someone intentionally does something that is inappropriate, that is, they would not work for me as the mayor. I will always have your back. I will always give you the tools to do your job, but I expect for us to be in unison as we turn this city around. There are far too many people in this city that have not received the services that I believe they deserve. And I'm not going to have an administration in the 4 years that I'm the mayor that's going to allow that to continue to happen. And I need us all rowing in the same direction, all on the same team, moving the city in the right direction as we deal with these real challenges that we are experiencing. Every agency that's on this call is dealing with real challenges. If it's the DOE, if it's the police department, if it's housing, if it's a fire department, we're all going through this, but we must go through it together. And that is the spirit and energy that we need to make sure that we create the right environment for our city. And so again, if you have any questions, I'm open to answer them now, or you can reach out to me directly, or you can reach out to the deputy and communicate with the deputy or the press secretary or the communication director. You can reach out to me personally if you want to speak to me one-on-one. By this time, we'll open the floor to any questions that you may have among the entire Zoom group.
If you have a question, we can raise hands, or
yeah, you can do raise hands. Also, Fabian, speak closer into the mic.
Hi, everybody. If you guys have any questions, please raise your hand, and we'll make sure to call on you. Like Mayor said, he wants to hear directly from each of you.
Kristen Grennan, go for it.
Hi, thank you so much. I just wanted to clarify, would this include media advisories as well? And what is the expected turnaround time for approval, just to make sure that we submit it early enough? And is there a way, if something comes up, you know, more last minute and we submit it on the tracker, is there a way to flag that, that it's more urgent?
Thank you for that, Kristen. Every morning, I read my spreadsheets. Every morning, I start my day. After I drink my smoothie and exercise, I go on these spreadsheets. And we will not delay your actions. And if you find that anyone in City Hall is delaying your actions, you should reach out to me right away and directly. Gladys Miranda is the person, my communication person. Or Rachel Atchison, you can reach out to her directly, and I'm not going to allow anyone to get in the way of you carrying out your duties. I read this every morning. Fabian also reads it, and so there won't be a delay at any time in you executing what you have to execute. And yes, it does include press releases, press conferences, anything that's a public statement that's going into the public. We want to make sure that it's in alignment with not only City Hall, but every agency in the city.
Thank you.
Just to follow up on that, Kristen, obviously any kind of media advisory would go before a press conference. So your press conference should already be on the tracker. It's obviously not a last minute thing. So just want to make sure you know, like, media advisories, basically it's the same thing as the information in the press conference. So you should add it there.
Steph Halpin.
Hi, great to meet you. Steph Halpin, comms director at the Racial Justice Commission. I wanted to kind of gauge and ask if, you know, you're probably the most influential person in New York City. So does this include an option to request your presence? If not at a conference or in a press release, maybe for like another digital activation or some way we can, you know, leverage your influence to get the message out?
Yes, without a doubt. If there's something going on, Stephen, that you feel that Eric, your president, will help boost the appearance, you should definitely reach out. And remember, I'm looking in the morning at that. In the notes section, you can indicate that it would be great to have the mayor there. And I will definitely have the team coordinate to make sure that we, you know, I could be there. Anything I could do to help a column H under additional notes, you could clearly indicate it would be great if Eric comes or show support. This is an important issue, and I would like to be as supportive as possible.
And I would recommend, you know, obviously you're going to know about having wanting the mayor there in advance. That's why you have deputies assigned to you. Please reach out to the deputies as far in advance as possible so we can try to get it on the mayor's calendar, because we can't obviously do it day of.
Okay, Anna Marengo.
Hi, I work for NYC Health and Hospitals. Mayor, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I think it's really important and acknowledges your support of our role in delivering your message and supporting everything you're doing from City Hall. I just want to say it's more of a thank you to your team, because I've worked under a few transitions and it's really been a pleasure. It's been smooth. It's been clear. The team has been very clear with us what the priorities are and how to work together. More so than ever that I experienced. So I really, really appreciate that. It wasn't a mystery to us how to engage and work together. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. I'm really kind of you, Anna, and I appreciate that. And what I'm hoping all of you on here, if you want to send me a direct message, if there's something I could do better, I am extremely thick-skinned. You are not going to in any way hurt my feelings. I'm not trying to be good, I'm trying to be great, and I'm trying to have an administration that's great. And if there's something you see and you feel as though we want to send it to you, you should feel free to do so. We have a tough job ahead of us, and I need to create an environment where you have clarity, where you're respected, and I want a team of emotionally intelligent people that is going to understand how we must value each other. And we have to have a safe space to work in so we can be as productive as possible. And I appreciate your comment, Anna.
Crystal Howard.
Hi, Sarah. I want to just go back to advisories and press releases just quickly, if that's okay. Here at Parks, we have advisories that are not tied to press conferences. For instance, if we're doing community input meetings for capital projects, or for example, a tree planting volunteer event. Are those the types of things we also should be putting into the tracker? And then one other thing, similarly, sometimes we have releases that we develop in real time when we see something we can leverage. These are fun things, like last week's cherry blossoms, as an example. We made that decision literally at like 4:30, and that release was ready to go at 4:45. So I just want to make sure that we're doing this correctly.
And the answer is yes, because sometimes I'm at an event and the team prepares me with notes, and the worst thing could happen is that you did an event or one of the other agencies did an event and I'm questioned and I have no idea of what it is. It's amazing that you and I may see something that's being simplistic, but we're dealing with a very aggressive press corps where there's an I gotcha moment instead of I got you. And we need to be on top of that. Again, our team is not going to hold it up. You can shoot a quick call to your deputy and say we need a quick turnaround because we want to put something out in the next half an hour, next hour. We're going to be responsive. We're not going to hold up your operation, but it's imperative that we know what's happening in a communication level and in all of the agencies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tomas